Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window. As our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or you can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
Okay, welcome back, everybody, to the second hour of the Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. With me tonight, I have Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. I wasn't going to comment on this at the start of the show, but the radio station ran the same thing at the top of this hour. The police are cracking down on drunk motorcycle drivers. What does that mean? That they're not cracking down on drunk automobile drivers, or are they saying that there's a special problem with drunk motorcycle drivers over and above drunk automobile drivers? Well, I'm not quite sure that I get that.
I mean, if you're drunk driving a motorcycle, I mean, I don't know how you can even survive. So, but whatever.
Well, are you more of a threat to society if you're a drunk motorcyclist than if you're a drunk automobile driver?
I would say no.
I don't quite understand what the point of that stupid commercial is. Anyway, okay. I'm glad that they're watching out for us there by specifically targeting motorcyclists that might be drunk. I'm not quite sure how they're doing that, but that's good.
Everybody, Don has a particular sensitivity to the subject because he's an avid motorcyclist.
Well,
and so there you go. A little insight onto the personalities of the personalities.
Okay, let's get back to the topics that we're supposed to be talking about. I think Anne wanted to comment on my comment. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Anne. How can we help you?
Well, the problem with this, I'm 75 years old,
mm-hmm.
and I have a thyroid problem, and I'm overweight at least 30, 35 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
I eat very bad, or let me say, I don't eat much. Let me say it this way. And I'm not losing, and I go three times a week to a fitness center, do exercises. I don't know what to do anymore. And then a girl who's a nurse, she told me about this. And she said this would help me, that is the Relacor, to get rid of the weight. And I don't start anything without finding out.
Okay,
first.
Is that feedback coming from Anne? No. Okay. There's two things that we need to talk to you about here. Number one is whether or not you should be interested in this particular product, Relacor, and the other is there any advice we can give you on how to solve your problem? Relacor is a product that's advertised on TV, on infomercials, and so forth. My advice to everybody is to not pay any attention to any products that you see advertised like that. We've discussed this numerous times in the past. Why would anybody think that a product that doesn't tell you what it is, why it works, what's in it, and at the same time that they're saying how wonderful it is, has small print running across the bottom of the screen saying that what we're telling you is not necessarily true, why would you pay any attention to that? Why would you send in your money? So let's just forget that product right off the bat, okay? That's why I said no to your question. And I don't really think, because I really can't comment. I have no idea what the heck is in that product because they don't tell you, and I'm really not interested. Okay, now, you say that you have a weight problem. You said you had a thyroid problem?
I take Synthroid.
Okay, are you taking the right dose?
Yes, because I went to a very good doctor about 2 months ago.
Okay, and you verified?
He checked it out, and he, yeah.
Okay, and you don't eat a lot, but you eat the wrong things, you think?
Well, I don't know if I eat the wrong things. I eat a lot of fish.
One suggestion that, you know, if I can interrupt, is that if you're uncertain about what your diet consists of and whether it is what it should be, you might want to sit down with a nutritionist. You're in Long Island. Okay. Well,
yeah,
but I
just live here lately.
Okay. Well, I was going to suggest that you talk to Dr. Podell in his practice, but he's in New Jersey. If you can swing over there, that might be good.
No, I'm 75 years old. I don't even know how to find him.
He doesn't discriminate between old people and young people, but that's okay. You might want to find yourself somebody that can give you some nutritional guidance, and then. We've discussed numerous times there are many nutritional things that can help with weight loss. The first thing we need to determine in your case is whether you have an underlying medical condition that's contributing to this. I mean, there are some hints that might be the case. If not, then we can talk to you about supplements that can help. And the kinds of things that can help run the gamut from these various fiber supplements, such as we mentioned earlier, the PGX fiber, meal replacement products that contain a lot of fiber as part of it. We mentioned the licorice flavonoid extract, and we mentioned CLA, both of which will help to redistribute where the fat is on your body. So there are a lot of things that you can do supplement-wise, but the first thing is to make sure that there's not some underlying metabolic or health problem. Dr. Podell, do you have any insight in that regard?
Not really. Okay. You know, this is a difficult problem. Nobody has the answer, and that's why you always see new products come across that don't say what's in it and trade on people's hope.
Yeah, you see, the problem with those products, again, you know, it's easy to make claims, and it's so tempting. You know, everybody wants, you have a problem, and somebody's dangling this easy, almost miraculous solution in front of you. Hey, look, it's very tempting, and it's easy to kind of hope that might work, but you know, as we say all the time, if something's too good to be true, it usually is, okay? And so I'm afraid that's about the only advice that we can give you. Talk to your doctor about it, or a nutritionist. It sounds like you could maybe use some nutritional guidance as well, all right? Thank you for the call. Okay. Let's go to Renee in Brooklyn. How can we help you, Renee?
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Good.
Great. I have a question in regards to natokinase. I've heard that natokinase comes in 50 milligrams, 100 milligrams, and I've seen it in, I think, 36 milligrams. I was told that when you take one pill of the natokinase, it lasts for about 8 to 12 hours in your bloodstream as far as taking care of the blood clots, preventing it or kind of immobilizing them. What is the best amount to take? Because when you go into a store, you see them in different amounts.
Okay. Number one is to make sure that you're buying a natokinase product that's from a reputable company. Number two, which will answer your question, is to read the instructions on the label of the product from the reputable company. While you were talking, I looked up several of the products that we carry. I looked at the information sheets or the label claims. The potency seems to vary a little bit. The milligrams seem to vary. But the dosage is pretty much standard, two capsules minimum per day between meals. The key, as I say, is that you look at that as a starting point. You work with your doctor on this, because obviously you have a cardiovascular related problem, and that you follow the recommendations on the label. Beyond that, I think you might be looking for more information than is really available or necessary. You follow me?
Yes. Why are you saying between meals? Because they usually take with the meal.
That's what it says on the labels of the products that I just looked at.
Oh, okay. Because the one that I saw says, like, with the meals. So I was just wondering.
No, like, for example, here's one very specifically. 1 to 2 soft chews. Oh, this one has an even higher dose. Maybe it's a lower potency. Yeah, it's 72 milligrams, 1,440 fibrinolytic units of activity per 2 soft gels. So this one they're saying 1 to 2 soft gels 3 times daily on an empty stomach with 8 ounces of water. So all of the labels I've looked at say between meals or on an empty stomach. Okay?
Okay, that sounds good. I have another question. Is that
okay.
fine?
Sure.
Okay. My other question is this. As far as DIM and indole 3-carbinol,
mm-hmm.
I heard on another show by a very well-known nutritionist. You probably know who he is also. I had called up in regard to this question, and he said to me, as far as a preventative of breast cancer, he likes the DIM better than the indole itself.
He's not the only one that has that opinion.
I was wondering why. You can, you know, go over that.
Well, I'm not sure that I can. There again, it gets into the area of the controversy. There were some studies, some early studies on animals with indole 3-carbinol where it prevented or reversed certain kinds of cancer, but to their surprise, it seemed to induce certain other kinds of cancer. If I recall, it was liver cancer. So, and we don't know what that means. Okay.
That's with the indole.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I'm not sure we know that much more with the DIM, and that's why I said this is really something that you have to trust the physician that you're working with if you're taking one of these products for therapeutic purposes, okay? The advantage of it may not really make that much a difference because, as I said, the indole 3-carbinol gets converted into DIM in the body. So this whole thing may be, more fuss than it's really worth. Because you may be accomplishing the same thing regardless of which one you take. We just don't know. This is an area where there is not as much data as we would like to see.
One thing is for sure is that when you do eat cruciferous vegetables containing precursors to indole 3-carbinol and DIM, you're doing something good for yourself.
Okay.
Whether or not you take the isolated forms of these supplements is still under debate, but there's no debate about getting the food forms of these things.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was my next question, whether to get it from let's say, the broccoli itself.
Well, again, but you see, the key is a therapeutic. Do you have breast cancer? Are you at high risk of breast cancer?
For prevention.
Okay, who suggested that? You is my, that your own idea or
my own idea, my own self? Because I have fibrocystic breast and I have very lumpy breast.
Well, then you might be better off just taking something like Broccomax. Take 1 or 2 Broccomax, 2 or 3 times a day, and for a preventive type thing. That might be the more appropriate thing for you to do.
You can take that 3 times a day?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Oh, I
sure.
know that. I it's thought a, one time a day. And that
no,
was
no,
oh,
no. Broccomax is a concentrate of a broccoli seed extract. Basically, so it's like, can you eat broccoli twice a day? Sure, I can if it's kind of sautéed with some garlic and some olive oil. Yum yum yum.
Wonderful,
okay.
Wonderful.
All right.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Okay, folks. I think we've run past the time that we were supposed to have stopped for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. All American Health products are available at Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course. And here's some good news. Not only discount priced, but they're on sale. The entire line of American Health and Home Health now on sale, 30% off list price. The number here, 1-800-321-0710. If you have any questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, nutrition, except for Relicor, feel free to give us a call. That's 1-800-321-0710. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Codell.
And we'll be back in a moment.
Heart disease is the number one killer of women and men in the United States. Obviously, we want to do whatever we can to reduce our risk. One thing we can do is supplement with CoQ10, a lipid-soluble vitamin-like nutrient present in nearly all human tissues and involved in cellular energy production and cardiovascular health. But not just any CoQ10. The new, more bioactive form of CoQ10 from Blue Bonnet is what you want. Blue Bonnet's cellular active CoQ10 ubiquinol soft gels provide the new active antioxidant form of CoQ10 ubiquinol rather than the more common form of CoQ10 ubiquinone, which must be converted to the active antioxidant form in the body. Ubiquinol has been shown to be significantly more effective in saturating blood plasma levels than ubiquinone. Blue Bonnet currently offers ubiquinol in 50 and 100 milligram soft gels. So when it really matters, go for the best. Go for Blue Bonnet's cellular active ubiquinol CoQ10 soft gels. Blue Bonnet products are available at the Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now, this is Don Goldberg. Before we continue, I just want to remind you that if you're looking for the best choices of nutritional supplements and professional guidance on what to take and how to take them, you should stop by Wilner Chemists. Selection and professional guidance is not all. You will find great discount prices at Wilner Chemists as well. In addition to their everyday 20% discounts, they're always running special sales. Here are some current examples. Source Naturals and Nature Aid, 35% off the full lines. American Health, Enzymatic Therapy, Natrol, Nature's Way, 30% off the full lines. And there's more. Check out the full sale listing on our website, www.wilner.com.
And did you receive our current product reference catalog? Well, you can pick one up at any Wilner Chemist stores. It's free. And if you're not on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. It'll take a recording of your name and address. That number again is 1-800-633-1106. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website at www.wilnerwith2ls.com and subscribing online. Even better, visit us at either of our two stores in Manhattan or our store in Atlanta, Georgia. In Manhattan, our Midtown store is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And our downtown store is at 253 Broadway, which is near the corner of Murray Street, right across from City Hall. In Atlanta, we are conveniently located in the heart of Buckhead at 2900 Peachtree Road. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals. We'll get back to your phone calls in just a moment.
Are you one of the more than 50 million Americans that live with chronic pain? Jarrow Formulas Pain Relief is an herbal dietary supplement capsule that provides temporary relief for everyday aches and pains. Untreated pain can have a significant negative impact on both the pain sufferer and their family. Pain can diminish the ability to concentrate, perform at work, exercise, accomplish daily tasks, not to mention get a good night's sleep. Don't let pain send you in a downward spiral. Get pain relief from Jarrow Formulas. Pain Relief features decursinol, an analgesic and anti-inflammatory agent from an extract of Angelica gigas nacai, commonly known as Korean Angelica. Studies suggest that decursinol may be useful for the treatment and relief of minor pain. It also contains extracts from hops and turmeric. Jarrow Formulas is your source for superior science-based dietary supplements that you can trust. Jarrow products are available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Hi, this is Dr. Michael Murray, co-author of Hunger Free Forever, your guide to achieving your ideal body weight without feeling hungry. The centerpiece of our program is a special dietary supplement known as PGX. This unique, all-natural product has an incredible effect in stabilizing blood sugar levels and promoting the feeling of satiety so you consume fewer calories effortlessly. We have found that if you can help control a person's appetite, weight loss is very easy to achieve. It is that simple. PGX is completely safe and extremely effective, making it the perfect companion to any weight loss program. For more information on PGX, go to your local health food store or visit HungerFreeForever.com online.
And good news, PGX Daily is now on sale at Wilner Chemist at 25% off list price.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg. This is the Wilner Window. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. I just heard at the end of that commercial for the PGX Daily, it said 25% off. That little tag snuck by me there. I'm not sure if it really is. So if anybody wants to take advantage of that little misstep, and if when you call up tomorrow to order some, just say that you heard it on the Wilner Window by mistake. And Don said that we'll stand by it. Just on Monday, okay? PGX Daily, 25% off the soft gels. How's that for a deal? Okay, let's go back to the telephones. Let's talk to Kirk in New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window,
Kirk.
Oh,
hi. How are you doing?
How can we help you?
I want to know what metformin, I'm taking 1,000 milligrams of metformin for pre-diabetic. Could you actually take cinnamon with that?
Sorry, can you take what?
Cinnamon.
Don is going to look it up on Health Notes, but as far as I know, there's no reason not to.
But you know what, too? With metformin, every time I take it, it's always high. But when I take cinnamon, it was 79 today.
Well, that's very interesting. Cinnamon is reputed to be helpful.
And I take it two times a day. And it's always below. But when I take the metformin, it's always 200 or 170.
Do you take cinnamon instead of the metformin, or you take them together?
I take them by itself. Cinnamon by itself. And it was always 100, and always it got today it was 79.
I mean, it's surprising that it would be that effective, and where the metformin, which is a pretty good drug, is so terrible in your case. But if it really is so, and have somebody check your machine to be sure it's so, tell your doctor.
Well, I went to the doctor, and they checked, and they said it was 79.
Well, that's one time. But, you know, if you could really do that reproducibly, then your doctor might well say to stay on the cinnamon.
Also, I wanted to know, what is good for the for diabetes for surface to block the kidneys? For it won't affect the kidneys if you've got diabetes. Sometimes the diabetes goes for the
You mean kidneys. Something to protect the kidneys?
Yes. They told me that my sister said it was something that was for protect. It's called
Obviously, all the antioxidants, you know, whether they're herbs like grapeseed or and such, are going to be protective. But one specific supplement is a fat-soluble form of thiamine called benfotiamine, which is purported to help prevent what I guess they call advanced glycation end products, Don, something like that, which may be protective. But, you know, eat a diet full of healthy foods, vegetables and such, a lot of antioxidants, and try some benfotiamine.
Okay, Kirk, I'm afraid we have a hard break coming up, so I hope that was of some help to you. I want to tell everybody that this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health and Home Health, your source for genuine Ester C supplements. Ester C, the form of vitamin C you've learned to trust. And here's some good news. The entire line of American Health and Home Health products now on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemist. We'll be back in just a moment.
Each of us is born with more than 100 billion brain cells. That's about 10 times the number of stars in the Milky Way, or about 20 times the number of people on planet Earth. But our brains don't stop there. New research shows that we continue to grow gray matter all the way through childhood, adolescence, and early adulthood. How do we make sure that the brains of our little ones are thriving? There is a simple answer. Pure, great-tasting fish oils from Nordic Naturals. Countless studies show that the omega-3s in fish oil provide crucial cranial support to children of all ages, improving learning, memory, and behavior. Over the last decade, Nordic Naturals has developed a complete line of omega-3 supplements and multivitamins just for kids. We've also recently begun offering a special training for parents on children's health. To get information about this unique opportunity or for a free educational coloring book and growth chart, call 800-662-2544 or visit NordicNaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, committed to your children's health, committed to pure and great-tasting omega oils.
News Talk Radio 710 WOR.
I've been told that there are some of you out there who do not purchase your nutritional supplements from Wilner Chemists. Not many of you, but there are a few. I don't get it. Wilner Chemists is the oldest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in New York. They have one of the widest selections of vitamin products in the world, all at discount prices. And they have the most knowledgeable nutritionally trained pharmacists around, always ready to answer your questions about supplements. So, what's the problem? Location? Can't be. There are two convenient Wilner Chemist locations in New York. Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, and downtown at 253 Broadway across from City Hall. Both stores are big, friendly, and easy to get to. They even have a store in Atlanta, Georgia. Wilner Chemist has a website at wilner.com, and they have one of the best mail order catalogs around. So get with it. Become a Wilner Chemist customer. 1-800-633-1106 or on the web at wilner.com. That's 1-800-633-1106. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
Okay, now we missed the traffic the last hour. We got hundreds of phone calls, people complaining about the missing traffic. So we're going to try one more time. Here is the traffic report.
Well, expect delays on Broadway between 43rd and 42nd Street with a police investigation. Follow those posted detours until further notice. Cross Bronx Expressway eastbound, heavy at Sheridan Expressway, going all the way to Westchester Avenue with a three-car collision still stuck in the left lane. The New York's State Thruway northbound after exit 15A, an accident in the process of being cleared. And in New Jersey, Route 80 westbound at exit 42 in Parsippany, expect delays with a crash. Route 35 is shut down in both directions over the Victory Drawbridge in Perth Amboy, Sayreville, and police investigation there underway. Try Route 9 over the Edison Bridge instead. Garden State Parkway northbound before exit 138 in Kenilworth, an accident blocks two lanes. This report brought to you by Garmin. With a Garmin Nuvi, you'll know where you are, and with turn-by-turn.
Looking for a good doctor? Wouldn't it be great if you could find a medical doctor who is expert not only in conventional medicine, but also an expert in integrative or alternative medicine? Well, if you've been listening to the show, you know that the answer to this elusive quest is sitting right here in our studio, Dr. Richard Podell. Why integrative medicine? Well, most chronic health problems do better when we add holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. This includes nutrition, natural hormones, herbal medicines, and mind-body techniques. Conditions that respond best include chronic fatigue, low thyroid, fibromyalgia, chronic depression, stress-related disorders, osteoporosis, and irritable bowel. Dr. Podell has private offices in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone 973-218-9191, 973-218-9191, or on the web at drpodell.org, drpodell.org.
This is News Talk Radio 710, WOR.
Hi, I'm Mariel Hemingway, actress and author of Healthy Living from the Inside Out.
And I'm Dr. Steven Rosenblatt, medical doctor, author, weight loss expert, and former director of complementary medicine at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center.
We want you to try a life-changing new product called Healthy Curb. It's made entirely from food and helps curb your appetite while it reprograms your eating habits.
Healthy Curb lowers your blood sugar, reduces hunger hormones, repairs and rebuilds cells so you've got more natural energy and vitality. It's the combination of two revolutionary technologies that make this product so effective, and because of its proprietary formula, it's the only product in the field of its kind. My patients are losing an average of 12 to 16 pounds a month effortlessly with Healthy Curb, and you can too.
If you're ready to lose weight, Healthy Curb helps do the work for you. My friends Arnie and Don have made Healthy Curb available at all Wilner Chemist stores. Visit them today.
Come to my
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, welcome back to the Wilner Window. I'm Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. It was an interesting traffic report. I was wondering if he was going to talk about any accidents caused by drunken motorcyclists. I guess not. We're also, you heard us talk about Dr. Richard Podell, and one of the specialties in his practice is thyroid problems. And guess what? We have a caller on the phone, a Dorothy from Elmwood Park. How can we help you, Dorothy?
Yes, thank you for taking my call.
Yeah, we have Dr. Podell here, who is an expert in low thyroid.
Oh, wonderful. I had blood tests done. All blood tests on everything is okay, except the thyroid is showing low. 0.32.
0.32 being which? The TSH or the...
He has TSH with / free T4 RFX, and then it's TSH on the other line, third generation, 0.32 low. L.
So that's what's low, the TSH?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you taking thyroid?
No. He won't give me anything.
Well... here's the thing. A low TSH can occur under two circumstances. The most common is if people's thyroids are overactive, and when the thyroid hormone goes up, it suppresses the TSH. It can also occur less commonly if there's a pituitary problem, because the TSH is a pituitary hormone that pushes the thyroid. So I think you need the doctor to explain to you what those are. Is the T4, how is that, the free T4?
T4 is not showing. T4, it just says free, 1.0.
Okay, that, depending on what the lab is, that sounds kind of low.
Yeah.
If that's...
I could hardly walk. I'm laying down all day long.
Well, that might or might not be the cause. I think you have to talk to the doctor. What did he say when you asked him what it means?
He said I should talk to the doctor that gives me the antidepressants. And she said that the depression is coming from my head into my thyroid. That don't make no sense to me.
Not really. You might want to see an endocrinologist.
Yes, tomorrow I have an appointment.
It's the other way around.
Yeah.
I have an appointment tomorrow at 2 o'clock for the endocrinologist.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
But this is making life miserable.
Okay. Now, one of the problems is if the thyroid may be low, and that may be the reason why you're miserable, but it may be many other reasons, and so, you know, a full medical checkup you need.
I have this systemic yeast that was diagnosed by Dr. Hoffman. I have terrible, terrible pain, not in my belly, but in my abdomen. Terrible pain.
Well, each of these are things that really need to be looked at.
Yeah, you're going to have to, you know, Dr. Hoffman, Dr. Podell, or your endocrine. I think you're following a good line of investigation here. See the endocrinologist tomorrow. See what the verdict is from him or her on your thyroid situation, and then you can move from there. Once you get that information, if you want to give us a call back, we'll be happy to try to follow up further with you on it. Okay, thank you very much for that call. Let's see here. Let's go to the next caller, Jan from New Jersey. Welcome to the Wilner Window. How can we help you today?
Well, yes, hi, and thank you so much for your show. I really have been enjoying it over the years, and thank you for all the great information.
You're very welcome.
I would like to understand the relationship between a vitamin K and a high blood platelet count. I kind of started adding vitamin K to the stuff I've been taking just before I had a they diagnosed it as a mini stroke with a real bad seizure that happened in beginning of January. And they put me on a Keppra for the anti-seizure medication, a full dose of aspirin for, I guess, the blood platelet count. And the platelet count kind of was going down. And the hematologist put me on hydroxyurea, 500 milligrams. And it still was kind of going down, but it started coming back up again. My concern is the vitamin K. Should I I have this general purpose vitamin mineral product that I take that has vitamin K in it as phytonadione, 80 micrograms, which shows 100% of the daily, minimum
okay.
daily
requirement. And your concern as to whether that particular vitamin K that's in your general multivitamin is having some effect on your platelets?
Right.
Okay, the answer is probably no, especially if you've been taking it over a long period of time.
Yeah, well, I haven't really.
You're not on any kind of anticoagulant like Coumadin, are you?
No, I guess the aspirin, is that an anticoagulant?
Well, it is, but it's not affected by vitamin K. Generally, vitamin K in people who are not on Coumadin is not going to make you more likely to clot. But it seems that you do have a real platelet problem, and they are treating it with vigorous medicines. And so you should talk to the hematologist. My feeling is that he would say that vitamin K would not do any harm, but I think you have to run that by him before you do it.
It seems that neither the neurologist nor the hematologist or the general doctor deal anything with vitamins or minerals. And I actually have had a workup on that. And Dr. Podell, if I come to your office, would you be able to kind of address those things? It appears I also have kind of osteopenia and real high cholesterol count. The general, the other doctors don't deal with cholesterol. They say talk to my, general doctor. He wants to put me on medication. And I'm trying to avoid that if I can.
Okay, well, yes, I could see you and I could look at the nutrition. But what I would have to do is talk to your hematology doctor to make sure that whatever I did was okay with what he was doing.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, Dr. Podell, give us your phone number real quick again.
Okay, it's 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191.
Okay, Jan, so give them a call if you want to do that. Just be aware that the amount of vitamin K that you're looking at in your multivitamin is not a therapeutic dose. It's just a basic dietary level of vitamin K. So that's why I say, given what limited information you've given us so far, I doubt that would be something that you need to worry about, especially since you say you also have some problem with your bone density because vitamin K is involved in helping calcium build bone as well as having as calcium's role in proper blood clotting. Okay,
how right. is vitamin K related to blood clotting or platelet?
As I just said, vitamin K. I will quote from Health Notes. Vitamin K facilitates the effects of calcium in building bone and proper blood clotting. Okay?
There you go.
All right. Thank you very much for the call, Jim.
And in related things, Don, I mean, there are also things that keep platelets, natural supplements or natural foods products that help prevent platelets from being sticky. And so if she's taking fish oil, you may want to continue taking that with your doctor's permission.
Well, I think the problem, Sam, with Jan's situation is that it's somewhat complicated. I suspect
sure.
she has a number of things going on at once, and she's looking for a specific guidance on something that really is going to require,
right.
A sit-down, detailed evaluation.
Right.
That's why I tried to give it to Dr. Podell here, you see. I'll let him take the tough ones,
Exactly.
Okay, that's why we pay him the big bucks. Isn't that right, Dr. Podell?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, there we go. All right, let's see. Why don't we take a little break? As soon as I find my spot here on my... what time is it? Okay, here we go. Okay, it's time for a quick break. The number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710, for questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathy, and nutrition. This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
This is Dr. Richard Podell.
And we'll be back in just a moment.
Why do some people who rarely exercise have better bone density than others who exercise all the time? And why can some people eat lots of fast food and never pay the consequences, while others have to adhere to the strictest of diets to maintain their health? The answer may be in your genes. None of us were born with perfect genes. The problem is, how do you know which ones are functioning optimally and which ones are not? And if you did know, what could you do about it? Well, a new program from Solgar may be the answer. Called Nutrigenomics, a simple test is now available to help you identify where your genetic weaknesses lie. But that's not all. Solgar has developed a series of dietary supplements that are specific to whatever weaknesses the test may reveal. This revolutionary new program and product line is now available from Solgar, and we urge you to give it a try. Take some of the guesswork out of your nutritional supplement regimen. Call Wilner Chemists, 800-633-1106 for more information, or log on to www.wilner.com. Our specially trained pharmacists and nutritionists are always on hand to assist you. That's 1-800-633-1106. Listen to your genes. Nutrigenomics from Solgar.
You remodel your kitchen, you remodel your bathroom, now remodel your gut. That's right, your gut. An imbalance of good versus bad bacteria in your intestinal tract can cause your digestive system to break down, leading to heartburn and other digestive problems. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is a flora balancing system that promotes optimum digestive health. Dr. O'Hara uses 12 carefully selected strains of good bacteria grown from fermented vegetables, fruits, seaweed, and mushrooms. The product is all natural and hypoallergenic. It does not need refrigeration, and the blister packs make it easy to carry with you. One in the morning and at night will optimize your intestinal health and keep you regular. In as little as 4 weeks, you will see a noticeable difference.
Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus is available at Wilner Chemists or on the web at Wilner.com. That's Wilner Chemist Stores or at Wilner.com. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12 Plus. Get it today.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Welcome back to this last segment of the Wilner Window. This is Don Goldberg. I'm here with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell, and we're answering your questions over the telephone. And with that in mind, I'm going to go to Madeline, who's happens to be in her car in Rhode Island. I don't know if that means you're just driving through Rhode Island or if you live in Rhode Island, but whichever. How can we help you today?
Yes, I was recently diagnosed. Thank you for taking my call. I was recently diagnosed with celiac disease.
Mm-hmm.
And the only help that the doctor gives me in terms of medication or anything is just at the time when the spasms occur, something to sort of ease the pain and the discomfort. But other than that, I've just been told to stay away from wheat. And I'm wondering if there's anything else that I can take to help my situation.
Well, okay. The main thing that you can do is to indeed stay away from anything that contains gluten. Not necessarily only wheat, I believe.
Right.
Definitely.
Yeah, okay. Wheat, barley, rye, and other grains. Okay, that's the most important thing. Next in line would be probably to take a good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral supplement to ensure that you're not missing any of the essential nutrients, including all the minerals that you need, okay? A good product, we mentioned my favorite multi from Natrol. There's Wilvite from Wilner. You know, good broad-spectrum multivitamin, multimineral. Maybe a general digestive enzyme supplement, again, not because of a specific problem with your enzymes, but just to ensure that you're getting maximal nutrition. Beyond that, I mean, you know, your disease is that you have an allergic response to a particular type of protein. So you need to avoid that protein.
Right. Well, I do as best as I can, but unfortunately there's cross-contamination that, you know, sometimes I'm unaware of. You know, there's some soy sauce that's acceptable, others that's not.
Sam, you think a good probiotic supplement would also be helpful here?
I would definitely include that. I don't know if in fact, the probiotic would, you know, obviously prevent her reacting to, like she says, she might be inadvertently or unbeknownst to her of taking in some sort of gluten. But probiotics are definitely a good choice because they reduce inflammation in the gut, and that's part of the problem. I would even also include omega-3 fats. I think a good omega-3 fat would be also helpful. But then again, we're still not, you know, we're not solving the problem, which I don't know if we can.
There are
supplements that have supposed gluten digesting enzymes, but I'm not so sure that that's helpful. I'd have to look a little bit more into that. But one of the manufacturers that make enzymes have something for that. If you want, I could find out for you tomorrow in the store. Right, I can't remember it off the top of my head.
Okay, because I know sometimes when I take a medication. And or I go to take the medication and I look on the bottle or I look on the website, I see that there is a gluten just in the gel of the pill or the capsule.
No, glycerin.
Zein from corn. I don't know if there's any gluten in the corn.
Corn doesn't have
the
gluten.
Coating.
Okay. No,
the corn,
corn
is okay.
Has no gluten.
Yeah,
no.
Then normally I wouldn't think that you would have anything as excipients go in tablets. But if it says something on the label, then they must know what they're talking about. Okay, but again, that's the burden that you have to live with now is just to do the best you can to avoid getting any gluten in your diet.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
All grains, just all grains, except for rice. Rice and corn is probably okay.
Right. Yeah. Right. Which I do now. Can I call your store to find out if you were going to get the name?
Yeah, Sam. Why don't you give her the number of the downtown store? She can call you. Okay.
Okay.
It's 212-791-0505.
0505. Thank you very much, and I'll speak to you tomorrow. Thank you for taking my call.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay. All right. Good luck. Okay. Let's go. We have Ida in Manhattan. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Ida. How can we help you?
Hi. Good afternoon. And my brother called earlier, but he was driving on his way home, so he gave me the phone number.
Was he on a motorcycle?
No.
He wasn't drinking on a motorcycle, was he? Okay, that's good. All right.
He doesn't drink at all.
Okay, good.
Anyway, I was recently diagnosed with overactive thyroid, and I'm 27. I went to a doctor in the Roosevelt Hospital in Manhattan, and they, after a test of blood, and they assumed that I have overactive thyroid. Going through the internet, I didn't find any information, which was very surprised. So I was looking for a home remedy. That's why I called.
Well, that's not going to be easy, Don. I mean, overactive thyroid, it could be a sign of.
Well, I have to ask, when they found this condition, what did they say that you should do about it?
That's the problem.
They threw their arms up in the air and they shrugged and they rolled their eyes back and said, I don't know. Well, what?
They gave me an appointment on the 29th of September, and I'm talking about a month ago or at least 6 weeks ago. I'm very concerned about my health because anything could happen between now and the 29th of September. I go through the internet, my brother and I, and didn't find nothing at all. We even sent an email to Dr. Noll.
Well, okay. I don't know. The reason for that is that in terms of home remedies or vitamins and things of that sort, I don't know that there is anything that you would do specifically for a thyroid that's overactive. Dr. Padel,
there are no nutritional things, but overactive thyroid, if it's severe, can be dangerous. And I guess the issue is getting the doctor to respond to you. And I think you just keep calling and calling and say, tell the receptionist this is urgent and that you've got to talk to somebody.
Well, we, you know, if we want to give the doctors the benefit of the doubt, and I guess there's no reason why we shouldn't, maybe the fact that they gave her an appointment a month or two down the road is because they didn't feel that it was sufficiently serious that it warranted quicker action. We can hope, you know, that was the reason that they just, you know, treated it the way they did.
Well, I don't see any reason why you can't ask your doctor just if there is something serious, or is it okay to wait this long? I mean, if you're nervous, you have a right to feel better about it and more relaxed about it. If there's nothing to worry about, you should check it out with your doctor.
Okay. I did, and my main concern is that I haven't had my period in like almost 5 months now. Mm-hmm. The last time I had them was February.
Right.
That was the reason why I went to my gynecologist, and she did her research and some blood tests. That's when that I knew that I had.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to a follow-up, of course, and then they told me I have overactive thyroid.
All right. Well, I mean, if your doctor said you don't have anything to worry about, but you're still worried, then see if you can get him to move up that appointment if you're really that anxious.
I called.
Okay. Well, again, there really, you know, if we could be of some help, we certainly would. But I think all we can do is give you the advice that we already have. Okay.
All right.
All right. Best of luck, Ida. Thanks for the call. Okay. Let's go to Kathy in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Kathy. How can we help you?
Hello. I would like to know if there's anything I can take or do to prevent recurrence of chronic hemorrhagic cystitis, or at least reduce the time periods between?
Well, I haven't the vaguest idea, so I'm going to turn the microphone over to Dr. Podell.
The answer is I don't know.
Uh-huh.
Whether things like cranberry extract that, you know, are useful for infections would help in hemorrhagic cystitis, I don't know.
So we are talking about a bacteria, a type of an infection.
Well,
or inflammation.
I don't think we don't. It's an inflammation. I don't think we always know why it occurs.
Okay. Could the cranberry capsules hurt?
Well, nobody's really looked at it. I shouldn't think they would.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, since it hasn't been studied, we don't really know.
All right. Well, if we're talking about cranberry, we may also want to mention D-mannose.
Yeah.
It's probably a better way to go. It's targeted specifically for cystitis or inflammation of the lining of the urinary tract. It seems to be safe. It seems to act as a barrier to any kind of either bacteria or any type of pathogen that prevents adherence of pathogens to the lining of the urinary tract. It seems to be pretty effective for that, and you may want to try it, but certainly continue having your doctor look into this. I guess hemorrhagic also means bleeding.
Yes.
So, try the D-mannose. There are certain herbs that act as what they call demulcent, but I'm not so sure that they're strong enough to do anything. Something like slippery elm tea or something like that might be useful, but, you know, with your situation, it's sort of up in the air.
Would taking fish oil help? Because I know that is an inflammation reducer.
Well, the fish oil is always good, but specifically for your situation, I don't think we know. But
yeah,
it's always a good thing to take, I mean.
Yeah, I think basically what we're saying, Kathy, is that for your for this specific problem, we don't have a specific supplements that we can recommend. We're talking generalities, and we're also kind of shooting in the dark a little bit. The things like the cranberry and the mannose would be helpful if indeed it's an infection. If it's not, then it may or may not be of any benefit. Things that reduce inflammation might be helpful. You can give it a try. On the other hand, if you have periodic bleeding problems, then things like fish oil, you have to be a little bit careful because it might increase the chance for the bleeding. Okay, as you can hear from that nice music, we're going to have to pause for a short message.
Have you been hit with a case of the summer sniffles? Just because it's warm outside doesn't mean you shouldn't be concerned about your immune health. Eating on the run and too little sleep can contribute to lowering immunity any time of the year. Taking a high-quality vitamin C supplement daily like Ester C, the better vitamin C from American Health, can bolster your immune system and keep you healthy year-round. Non-acidic Ester C is a unique vitamin C supplement that can be taken in high doses while remaining gentle on the stomach. It is quickly absorbed and retained in the immune system for up to 24 hours. That's advanced immune protection you can count on. And Ester C is backed by over 20 years of science. It's the most researched vitamin C brand in the world. When it comes to the health of your immune system, turn to one of the most widely recommended vitamin C supplements for boosting immune health. Ester C, the better vitamin C, from American Health, available at Wilner Chemists.
Okay, it looks as if it's time for us to wind things down for this week. We've enjoyed spending this time with you and hope you've enjoyed it as well. And you've learned something at the same time. You're invited to visit us at either Wilner Chemist store in Midtown at 100 Park Avenue, one block south of Grand Central Terminal, or downtown at 253 Broadway, right across from City Hall. I want to thank Sam and Dr. Padel for helping me out, as well as Ira and Noah in the control room. Thank you, everybody. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.